What's up, guys? TD Wells, TD Wells Inspiration. And so last week I wanted to do, well, I did do a episode on caring less about what people think. And I just talked a little bit about knowing who you are, talked a little bit about dream stealers. And really, knowing who you are, as we talked about, is just the first step to caring less about what other people think about you. You have to know what your core values are. That's extremely important. And number three, and well, it's not actually number three, but it's on the list. And it's, what are some of the things you truly enjoy? What are you passionate about? Do you have a why? And let me ask you this, is your why an active why? Because having a why doesn't necessarily always mean that your why is active and that you're actually pursuing that. So I want you to think about what your passion is, what you're passionate about, and just know that your own passions actually define your true happiness. When you're happy, when you're passionate about something, you just have this tendency to be happy. And it doesn't, and what it does is it supersedes what other people feel about you, how you perceive them, as well as how they feel about you. So I want you to just take a moment and just write down the 10 things. Take some time out today, whenever it is. I would say do it today, do it immediately. Open up your iPhone, your Android, and just start typing in your notes. And I would advise you to keep a section in your area, in your phone, that you have notes that you can reply or comply to, or go ahead and list all of the things that are your pain points, or that the things that are bothering you, or the things that you're passionate about. Just have things that, where as you're driving down the road, you can pull over and you can type in your notes. Hey, you know what? Let me go back and let me refer back to that, and make sure that it's something in your memo that you can use on a daily basis. I really think that's so critical to the success of finding the things that you want to do in your life and the passion that you have. And when you have that list of things that you truly enjoy, don't let the thoughts and the feelings of others hold you back from doing the things that you love to do. And then I'm just going to add this one to it. What do you want to accomplish? I mean, I got to share this with you, and you may already know this, and you may not know this, but having goals is another key component to a happy and productive life. And I know there's no real game plan, if you will. Like, in other words, you're not going to be able to dictate what happens in the future. However, you can prepare, and at least you can have that in your mind, that those are the things that might come to you. There's a high probability that you're going to receive those things that you set goals for. You might even exceed those things. So I want you to think about what it is that you want to accomplish. And then once you define that, you will have a list of goals that you cannot be swayed from. I just want to tell you that nobody's going to be able to distract you or going to be able to distract you from that. And those thoughts, and I can tell you that you will literally get rid of those thoughts that others have of you, or that you think they have of you. So take some time, list out what it is that you want to accomplish in your life. And I've given you, here's a few examples that you could use, and it could be, they can be physical things, they can be emotional, they can be mental, they can be personal development, whatever you want it to be. Just pursue it and write it down. Just take action today. So the first thing you can say is, hey, I want to lose 50 pounds this year, if that's a goal of yours. If you want to get fit, or if you want to be more fit than what you currently are. Whatever that is, I mean, just put it there. And then say, hey, I want to save up $100,000. I want to invest that this year. That's what I want to go into an investment account. Just put that on your list. And just continue to write things that you know are going to benefit your life. And so once you have those list of goals that you've accomplished, don't let the thoughts of people hold you back from attacking and reaching those goals. If they get in your way, you have my permission to run them over. I'll see you at the top.